We're talking with our state speaker, State Representative Jeff Hickman. Jeff, you had an opportunity to, I know, participate in this show a lot of years. Now you're helping them see it. What is so special about lawmakers intermingling with your young constituents?
Well, this is a great opportunity for legislators to get out of the Capitol and come spend some time, many of them with constituents from their district, FFA members and 4-H members from across the state. Some of these legislators are from urban areas that maybe don't have any students showing, and so they get a chance to interact with a young person from another part of the state and learn about what we all know is true, that these are a couple of the greatest youth organizations in the world, and to see the lessons that they learn and the work that they put in, the work ethic they develop through FFA and 4-H programs, particularly showing livestock. And so it's a great opportunity for them to come out and interact. A lot of times the kids and parents say it's an honor for us to get to participate. That's not true at all. The truth is it's an honor for our legislators to get to come spend some time with these young people and see the hard work they're doing, the lessons they're learning, and that benefits those of us back at the Capitol for them to have that experience and have those conversations and that interaction here in the middle of the legislative session.
I've heard you talk before about your background in FFA and the importance it's helped, how it's helped you really.
Oh, it absolutely is. I couldn't do the job that I do as Speaker of the House if it were not for my experience as a member of the Cherokee FFA. You know, the leadership training, the public speaking training, in addition to all the things you learn showing sheep like I did, or spending time in the shop, or just out on the road with your FFA advisor and your classmates. Those life lessons are things that I call upon every day. But definitely, the leadership training, the public speaking training that FFA provides is something that is just invaluable to me. And I am so grateful to our Career Tech system and to the Oklahoma FFA Association for what they provided me and giving me the chance to get to do what I do, which is the honor of serving Speaker of the House.
In that role, it's a tough session when you're looking for as many dollars as you're looking for. You're kind of at that point where you've already sent bills across from one body to another. What's in store for the second half as you try to find enough money?
Well, we're, obviously the Senate bills now have come to the House, and we're sorting through those. The House is going through the Senate bills that made it out. So that number of about 3,000 bills that were alive at the beginning of session as of last Thursday at midnight was whittled down to 700 or 800, and so that pile has gotten a lot smaller. But a lot of work continues to go on the budget. We all know what's going on in the economy in Oklahoma and the oil bust that we're going through, and frankly, the wheat price, the cattle price aren't much better than the oil price. So it's really kind of the perfect storm in Oklahoma. We know that we'll have $1.3 billion less to build our budget with this year than we did last year. Right. And the connection to that is that line directly correlates to 15,000 Oklahomans who are out of work in the energy sector, as well as others who have been affected as well. But 15,000 families that are trying to figure out how to pay their child's college tuition or make the mortgage payment, the car payment, keep food on the table, and that's the real life tough decisions. It's tough to make these decisions at the Capitol and balance our budget. It's unfortunate the federal government doesn't have the same requirement, but it does require tough decisions, but no tougher than what many of our Oklahoma families are going through. And so that work started well before session. It continues, and we're going to do the best job we can to produce a budget that provides the services that Oklahoma needs, but make sure that we live within our means, which is what every farmer and rancher in this state, every Oklahoma business person or family does each and every day. You sort your wants from your needs, you set priorities, and you make tough decisions, and that's what we're going through right now. And we've been through tough times in Oklahoma before, and we know that that's what Oklahoma's expect us to do, is set priorities, and that's the process we're going through now.
You know, this fiscal year, you've added a little bit of money from the Rainy Day Fund to a couple of key areas, but clearly you're going to still have some tough decisions. What will be the priorities in your mind when that final budget comes out?
Well, the Senate vote was Tuesday on the Rainy Day Funds to schools and to corrections. Obviously, a crisis in our prison system. They are about 125% of capacity and about 60% staff. So really a dangerous situation there. And so we did provide some emergency funding. The Department of Corrections didn't have enough to make it to the end of the year, even before these last budget cuts necessary by the revenue failure. failure. And then, you know, education as well. Our schools are trying to finish up the school year. They've got teachers already hired. There's not a lot of flexibility they have. They'll have more flexibility going into the summer months to prepare for next fall. But right now they're locked into those expenses. And so we are sending $51 million to our schools from the Rainy Day Fund to help as well. And again, it's about priorities. And education has been a priority for our legislators and the Republican leadership in the legislature and the governor for the last several years. Last year, we had $611 million less to build our budget with than the year before, and we did not cut schools, not a penny. Their budget was held flat last year. That meant deeper cuts on other agencies, but it's because our schools are a priority. The year before that, we increased funding to schools $145 million. Again, because education is a priority, these young people who will be the next generation of Oklahomans have to make sure that they have a good education, and we continue to set a priority, and that's why $51 million will come out of the Rainy Day Fund sometime next week and will be sent to schools across the state.
So will we see education as the priority in this new fiscal year?
Oh, it is every year. You know, 51% of the state budget is spent on education. 35% of that alone just to our pre-K through 12 schools. It's the largest section of the budget. A lot of people don't realize the amount of money that goes to schools. And in addition to just the state appropriation that we send in the budget, the state also sends money from motor vehicle collections, from rural electric co-op taxes that are sent to schools, school land commission money, which, by the way, has increased. Secretary Birdwell presented this week to our caucus $39 million is what they sent to schools about 10 years ago. He will send $100 million to schools across this state. $60 million increase just in the last few years to schools from the School Land Commission. Gross production taxes, a number of areas that dollars get to schools. But education is the obvious priority. 51 cents of every dollar the state collects spent there. And that's the way it should be. That's the most important role that we have is education, along with the importance of investing in our transportation infrastructure, public safety, and health care, those key areas that are priorities. But education, the lion's share of the budget. Your priority is where you spend the most money, and we spend 51% of our budget on education in Oklahoma.